Good morning, everybody. It is April 14th, 2024. Beautiful day in Littleton, Colorado. We're supposed to get up in the mid-70s. And I can't wait to go out and see the little plants coming up in the garden, little things sprouting up. And they're fruitful, and I can eat them in the due season. Today, I want to get into the Word a little bit. I want to get into the book of Psalms, and I think I'm going to call this The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, because God's with us always in the good times, the bad times, and even when life gets ugly, God's still there for us. And so let's go to Psalm, the very first Psalm, Psalm 1, verse 1. And it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that they'll say, well, you know, I just don't know if God exists. I don't know if I believe the Bible. I don't know if I believe in miracles. I don't know if I believe this and that. And usually when I hear people talk like that, I don't try and prove the existence of God. I'll say, you need God's help. We all need God's help. Because this world's a mess. I mean, in good times, sometimes, you know, we don't think, well, if times are good, we don't need God's help. Well, even then you need God's help. But in bad times, you really need God's help. And when it gets ugly, oh my gosh, then we really need God's help.
It's pretty ugly right now.
Yeah, the world is ugly. Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, I know in the Old Testament they had the law. In the New Testament we got grace. So you could translate this, his delight is in the Word of God. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know, we think about the things of God. You know, every once in a while it's good to get out your Bible and read Psalms and Proverbs. You know, it is in the Old Testament. It was addressed to the people in the Old Testament, but it's there for our learning. You know, and there's times in here where the psalmist, and it was part of them were written by David, but part of them were written by other people. And they would write and they'd say, behold, Lord, what the evil they're trying to do. In fact, we'll read some of these as we go through this. Behold, what the evildoers are trying to do to me. And it's not right. Lord, help me. You know, and we all go through that in life. Like I said, we all have good times. We all have bad times. And we all have downright ugly situations. And God will always be there for us when we need him. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Like Shelley was saying, they're having a drought in Texas. Well, you know, when they have a drought, the trees that are planted next to the river, their tap roots go down into the water by the river. They don't see there's a drought. They prosper when the rest of the area is in need. And how we prosper in times of need is we put our roots down in the Word of God. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whither whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like chaff, and the wind driveth away. You know, sometimes it looks like, oh, gee, those unbelievers are just doing fine. They don't love God. They don't worship God. They don't read the Bible. They're doing just fine. Well, there's a time coming when they won't be doing fine, and when they don't have God to turn to like we do. Therefore, verse 5, The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, and the way of the ungodly. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. And let's go to the third psalm. And verse 1. Lord, here the psalmist is saying, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? You know, what's going on? How can they be prospering and doing okay? They're giving me trouble. I'm your servant. I read your Bible. You know, you should be taking care of me. Many are they that rise up against me. Verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Gotta love King James. The lifter up of mine head. And verse 4. And I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. And out of his holy hill, Selah. When you see Selah, that means consider this. Verse 5, and I laid me down and slept, I awaked, and the Lord sustained me. See, God will, sometimes things look like they're just terrible, but like I think Sunshine was sharing something, how some things happen in her life, but going through that ended up being beneficial because of some of the things that happened. And God will get us through things, and we can come out the other side better off. And where was I? Verse 6, yes. And I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. You see that a lot in the Psalms, also in Proverbs. Today I'm just doing Psalms. If I had more time, we could have done Proverbs as well. But you see, it's quite often you see where it says, trust in the Lord and fear not. Those are very common things. Because you look at the world, and yeah, you'll be afraid. Because the unbelievers, they hate us. They love the devil, and they hate us. And let's do 7 and 8 here. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all of my enemies upon the cheekbone, and thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Wow, that's a good visual picture. That's what's going to happen to the people that stand against us. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. All right, let's skip to the fifth psalm. And verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my meditation. You know, he's saying, God, when I pray, listen to me. I want you to hear me. You know, and you really should talk things over with God. It's like, you know, God, my car got the flat tire 5 days in a row. This is not right, God. This needs to stop. And maybe God will say, well, go to the tire shop and replace it. Okay, that's a silly illustration. But, you know, when things go wrong, you go to God and you say, God, things are going wrong. We need to fix this.
And then you need to trust that.
Yes.
You need to give it to him and trust that. That's where a lot of people that I, like when I try to teach with my daughter, that's the part where she falls is leaving the trust there.
Well, and people think they're not worthy.
Right.
And
I've done that myself, and it's like we can't, you know, he does not want us to guilt ourselves out.
Yeah, but we're not worthy, but Christ made us worthy. And
right.
Because Christ made us worthy, then God will come through. All right, verse 4 in the Psalm 5. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. So God doesn't have pleasure in wickedness. You know, there's our people in this world that's their pleasure, is being wicked, being evil. They think evil is cool. I remember when the girls were a lot younger. One of the girls was in school and wanted to have a piece of clothing or a purse or a bag or something that had skulls on it. And I said, well, why do you want the skull? You know, the skull is a symbol of death. And, you know, they thought that the skull was cool. And, you know, and I said, well, remember how you felt when your little hamster died? That wasn't cool. Death is not cool. And, but, you know, and evil doesn't dwell with the Lord. God doesn't think evil is cool. He doesn't have pleasure in wickedness. Verse 5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest the workers of iniquity. God hates iniquity and the workers of iniquity. And let's see, I want to read verse 8. Okay. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies, and make my way straight before my face. Or make thy way straight before my face. So God, he's saying, lead me. And God will lead you. And if there's something we should avoid, God will say, avoid that. Don't go near that. That's just a stinking mess. You need to stay away from that. Psalm 7, verse 1. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. There's a Bible verse somewhere in the New Testament. I think it's in Corinthians or something. And it says, there's no temptation. The temptation is common to all men. Jesus Christ was tempted in all things. So anything that you're tempted with, he went through the same temptation. And he survived it. And so the devil's only got so many tricks he plays. And so when he starts playing his tricks on you, you go to God. And say, God, help me. Let's go to Psalm 12. Verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried or purified in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. So when you're smelting metal, you melt it, and then the silver is heavier than the other metals, so the other stuff rises to the top, you skim it off the top. And you do that seven times and you get silver that's pure. Well, that's the word of God. God gives us words. Excuse me. God gives us words to get us through situations. And Psalms is a great place to go. Psalm 18. And verse 29. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over the wall. He's talking about going to war and being in battle. He was in battle against the enemy, and he survived. You know, being a soldier in war is pretty dangerous. You literally have people trying to kill you. And here he was able to survive it because he trusted in God. I don't know of anybody here that's actually had to go to war. And if you have, I'm sorry that you had to experience that. But even in those situations, God will take care of us. And so verse 32, it is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds feet and setteth me upon my high places. And let's go to Psalm 27. And verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What's that old thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? No one. So God's on our side. He's our light and our salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 3. Through a host should in... Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Again, it's talking about a war situation. And though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. And let's go to 34 and verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Verse 3. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. You know, there's a lot of bad and ugly stuff that happens in life to make us be afraid. And it's worth to be afraid of. I mean, we were just hearing about how the guy went to war. But God will deliver you from your fears. He'll hear you and deliver you. Verse 5. And they looked upon him, and they looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Psalm 37. And start in verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and thou shalt be fed. You know, it's in our day and time, famine doesn't really come across the radar for the most part. We got a lot of food. Of course, a lot of the food that they have available to us is kind of not really very good food, but we don't really have to worry about starving to death. In fact, a few of us would probably be better off. I know I would if I ate a few less meals occasionally or a little less food. But in this day and time, it was a big deal. They would have famines, and they having enough food was something to be afraid of sometimes. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Verse 5, commit thy way unto him, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So you talk with God, you make a plan, you execute the plan, and God will bring the plan to pass, and you'll do good, you'll dwell in the land, and you'll be fed. Let's see, verse 40, Psalm 40, and verse 1 of Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. This is the ugly, folks. It doesn't get much worse than a horrible pit. This is the bad and the ugly. And out of miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. I've just always loved it when my goings get established, you know. You gotta love King James. Established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, and even praise unto our God. And many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. And that fear there is like the respect of the Lord. Because You get the fear where you're afraid, then there's also the fear of the Lord where you respect God. And it's not that you're afraid of God, but you respect God. Now, I tell you what, though, our enemies, they're afraid of God. I was reading something in the Old Testament, in I think it was 2 Kings chapter 6 or something, and there was the record where every time this one enemy of Israel would go against them, they'd go through this pass. The prophet beforehand, he'd say, okay, set your men up here and put your arrows and spears and everything and your sword, and they're going to attack through here, and they'd attack through there, and they'd get wiped out. And finally the enemy said, hey, every time we say something, God tells the prophet, and the prophet tells the king, and the king puts his soldiers there. We just can't win. And see, that's how big our God is. He'll prepare you for something evil that's coming. You know, he'll say, hey, he'll also, like we were just reading about being in the horrible pit, God will say, don't go over there. That's a freaking horrible pit. Stay out of that pit. It's a mess. All right, where was I? I was in 40. Chapter, verse 1, or is that, did I read that yet? Oh, I already read 40. We're in 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, there we go. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So there's nothing too big that God can't help you out of. There's no miry pit so deep he can't pull you up out of the mess. Verse 2, therefore will not we fear, talking about respecting God, through the earth, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. So what it's saying is we're not going to be afraid no matter what the devil does. If he's going to, you know, earthquakes and natural disasters and all that sort of thing. Verse 3, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. So if like the mountains are, you got floods and earthquakes and mountains and all that stuff, God will still be what it says in verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in trouble. And verse 10 in this same psalm, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 105, verse 37. And he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. And Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. This is talking about Israel being delivered out of Egypt. And in Egypt, the Egyptians had enslaved the Israelites. And so God sent the plagues against them because they wouldn't let them go. And finally they let them go. And when they came out with silver and gold, and they were all healthy. So they did the first communion. They did they had the blood, literal blood, on their doorposts. And they ate the lamb. And so they were prosperous and they were healthy. And that's what God wants for us. He wants us to prosper and be in health. There's nothing noble. There's nothing. Remember we were reading earlier, God doesn't delight in wickedness. Poverty and sickness are wicked and evil. God doesn't delight in poverty. God doesn't delight in sickness. God wants us to be healthy and prosperous. And Egypt was finally glad to see the Israelites go, because then they knew the plagues would stop. And see, it wasn't that God was was sending evil their way. It's when you persecute God's people, evil will come your way. And the devil eats his own children. And sometimes the people that work for Satan are the ones that reap the results. You see that quite a bit in the Bible. And let's go to Psalm 118. In verse 6. Oops, I went too far. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. So, God is on our side. And, you know, and if the people, there's people that want to do evil to us, they're going to be like the Egyptians. They will get the plagues of Egypt will come upon them or whatever. It won't mean that. It'll literally be that, but it'll be something. So, that's my last scripture. So, basically, what you go through life and you see you have good times, you have bad times, and you have really ugly times. And God is with us through all of that. Whatever's going on, we talk to God. And when things are going good, we don't think it's our own holiness or godliness that made it happen. We know it's God's blessing us, and we thank God, and we praise God. And when things are going bad, then we go to God and say, God, this is not right. Things are going bad. Help us. We need assistance. And when things get downright ugly, then we double down and really go to God, and God will pull us out of the mess. And so that's what I wanted just to take away from the Book of Psalms today. And it's good. And you know what? There's a whole other book that's the same way, the Book of Proverbs. And that's a good one to go into as well. But I didn't want this teaching to go on too long, so maybe that'll be another teaching where we'll go into Proverbs and show all the cool stuff.